Once consigned to categories like traditional folk or world music, Alison Krauss and other Roots performers can now be found battling for more mainstream Grammys, like Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals.
Some sunny day, baby, when everything seems okay, baby, you wake up and find that you're alone, 'cause I'll be gone.
Last year, the song Gone, Gone, Gone from the CD Raising Sand won Alison Krauss and Robert Plant the Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals Grammy. This year finds the pair nominated for that award again, this time for the song Rich Woman. And Raising Sand is one of the five Album of the Year nominees. Neither is a category where you'd expect to find a bluegrass superstar, but then Alison Krauss isn't just another fiddle-playing singer. To date, she has won 21 Grammy Awards, more than any other female artist. She's got 5 nominations this year, and any win will move Alison up in the rankings for all-time Grammy wins. Right now, she's tied for 7th place, and the most ever won by one person is 31. At age 37, Alison is likely to be singing for many more years, so she might pass that milestone during her career. There is also a very good chance that the legendary Dr. John will have something to do with the record that wins Best Contemporary Blues Album. He appears on 3 of the 5 CDs nominated in that category. In addition to his own City That Care Forgot, a CD about New Orleans in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, Dr. John can also be heard playing the piano on Marsha Ball's Peace, Love, and Barbecue and Irma Thomas's recording Be You. Also in the race are Solomon Burke's Like a Fire and Maestro, the disc celebrating Taj Mahal's 4 decades of making great blues, roots, and reggae music. This track, Diddy Wah Diddy, reunites Taj Mahal with the Phantom Blues Band, the group that backed him on 2 Grammy-winning CDs. Best Contemporary Blues Album is just one of the Grammy races that's home to Roots music performers. This year, you can also find them vying for country, pop, gospel, and folk awards. The artists are scattered because there's no Roots music category at the Grammys. The closest might be the Best Contemporary Folk Americana Album, even though one of those up for the award, Alison Krauss and Robert Plant's Raising Sand, is also in contention for Album of the Year. The other nominees for the Folk Americana Grammy are I Flathead by Rye Cooter, the California-based songwriter who is ranked the world's 8th best guitarist, according to Rolling Stone magazine, Emmylou Harris for All I Intended to Be, and Rodney Crowell's Sex and Gasoline. Also nominated is Joan Baez for Day After Tomorrow. That CD includes 3 songs written by the album's producer, Steve Earle. Steve Earle won that category last year. Other writers covered by Joan Baez on this record are Tom Waits, Elvis Costello, Eliza Gilkison, and Patty Griffin, whose songs often sound so personal that it's sometimes hard to imagine anyone else singing them. Mary, as performed by Joan Baez, is an exception to that rule.
Mary, you're covered in roses, you're covered in ruin, covered in secrets. You're covered in treetops. You're covered in birds who can sing a million songs without any words. You cast aside the sheet. You cast aside the shroud of another man who's
Joan Baez celebrated 50 years in the music business by releasing Day After Tomorrow. Although she received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2007, a win in the Best Contemporary Folk Album category would be her first win in a regular category. Joan Baez isn't the only Lifetime Achievement winner to be up for a Grammy this year. 85-year-old Earl Scruggs is among the nominees for Best Bluegrass Album. Earl's first win came in 1968 when he and Lester Flatt won Best Country Performance for the classic Foggy Mountain Breakdown. This time, Earl's nominated for The Ultimate Collection, Earl Scruggs with Family and Friends Live at the Ryman. It was recorded at a 2007 concert that featured many songs from the classic Flatt and Scruggs catalog. Earl was 83 when this CD was recorded, and as this version of Foggy Mountain Breakdown shows, Earl Scruggs is still a good banjo picker. I'm Catherine Cole.